Harold Kushner once talked about blaming God by ascribes all kinds of disasters and happenings to acts of God.
有一個拉比有一次去就講到關於有些人去將所有的災難或者一些發生的事情都是歸咎於稱為上帝的作為。
In his book, When Children Ask About God, Defending the Belief on Good God, he tells
在他一本書那裡就是講到當孩子去詢問神的時候，一本書裡面，他就去維護到一個信念，就是講到神是善的。
In the world of man and God, there is no punishment. There are only consequences. Though there are things which happen for no discernible reasons.
在一個人和神的一個世界當中，實在是沒有責罰的，只是有那個的後果。雖然有很多時候，有很多的事情發生，我們都不知道有什麼特別的原因。
God does not punish.
上帝是不會懲罰的。
What we gratuitously call acts of God are sometimes acts of the destructive man and sometimes blind, inflexible nature.
很多時當我們說這些是上帝的作為，可能是因為一些人的破壞性的行為，或者有時是因為他一些很執著的，或者是盲目的本質。
What good is God in the world where tragic and undeserved fate is before people at random?
如果在這個世界上有很多這些悲劇，或者一些不應該有的命運臨到一些人的身上，只是隨便的去臨到他身上，那上帝有什麼好呢？
Considering the history-long struggles of the Jews, including the exile and the Holocaust, his interpretation or explanation of the existence of evil and the good and Almighty God together may not be that easy.
當我們去看到在猶太人去這麼長期的一些掙扎當中，就包括出埃及的流亡和大屠殺，很多時候我們的理解或者解釋邪惡的存在，我們都很難去將這件事和 我們一個善的神和全權的神一起去做一個理解，都不是容易的。
How come those evil things could happen in the world if there is a God?
我們會問，如果在這個世界上有這些邪惡的事情發生，那上帝在哪裡呢？為什麼還有上帝的存在呢？
We don't need to look far.
我們不需要看得很遠。
There are still so many natural disasters, violence against the creations, hungers and wars.
我們很容易看到很多的自然的災難，有很多的暴力，有很多的飢餓，甚至是戰爭。
Many innocents, including children, are abused and even murdered.
很多無辜的，包括小朋友，他們都是被虐待，甚至是被殺害。
How do you explain the good God who cares the world and good people otherwise?
如果是這樣，我們怎樣去解釋這個善的神，他是關顧這個世界的，和一些好的人呢？
It would be easier to say there is no God.
可能是容易一點的去說話，根本沒有神的。
Or at least there is no direct divine intervention anymore.
或者可以這樣說，可能是根本沒有一個直接的上帝的參與在這裡。
So we wonder whether all these the result of the natural causes or of divine intervention.
所以我們去想一下，可能是不是這些所有的結果都是一些自然的後果，還是因為上帝的參與呢？
Or are these just consequences of our doing or divine punishment?
還是這些只是一些我們所做的事的後果，或者是上帝的責備呢？
And it is a very sensitive subject we face every day living in this world as believers.
我們作為今天的信徒，這些題目是一些很敏感的題目來的。
In the other hand, many explanations mislead people about God too.
有很多時候，我們的解釋都是會令到人對上帝有個誤解的。
Is God Almighty?
上帝是不是全能的？
Is God really good?
上帝係咪真係善嘅？
If God is almighty and good, doesn't cause these things, or if God cannot prevent them, what good is God?
如果上帝係全能嘅，咁點解上帝會容許依啲事情，或者係令到依啲事情發生呢？或者如果上帝唔能夠避免依啲事情發生嘅，咁上帝有啲咩嘅用處呢？
Today's scripture tells another infamous story about David in which everything is wrong.
今日我哋睇到嘅聖經嘅記載咧，係講到大衛另外一個好出名嘅故事，係講到佢好似好多事情都發生錯誤。
This story actually started from the 2 Samuel chapter 13 and extended to the chapter 19.
就呢個嘅故事咧，係由撒母耳記下第十三章開始，一路延續去到十九章嘅。
It begins with an incestuous rape.
佢係從一個嘅鄰奸一個嘅鄰里嘅奸淫嗰度開始嘅。
Amnon, the eldest son of David, lures Tamar, the sister of Absalom, into his bedroom under the pretext of being sick.
暗戀咧係大衛嘅大仔，佢就引誘咗他瑪，係格沙龍嘅妹妹，去到個佢個房嗰度嚟去佢係裝病咁樣去引誘他瑪入去嘅。
He rapes her and discards her like yesterday's newspaper.
咁佢就對佢有一個嘅強暴，然後跟住咧就唔要佢，好似一張舊報紙咁樣唔要佢。
David heard about it but did nothing while Absalom consoles Tamar.
就係當大衛聽到嘅時候咧，佢任何嘢都冇做到，而反而係格沙龍去安慰他瑪。
Two years later, Absalom kills Amnon before he flees the city of the Geshur and stays there for 3 years.
咁兩年之後咧，格沙龍就殺死咗暗戀，然後咧佢就逃咗去基述嗰度，喺嗰度咧就逗留咗三年。
Later, however, David vindicates Absalom and allows him to return to Jerusalem.
咁但遲啲咧，大衛咧就俾格沙龍翻去耶路撒冷。
But once in Jerusalem, Absalom undercuts David's judicial authority by turning people away at the city gate.
咁但係當佢翻到去耶路撒冷嘅時候咧，格沙龍佢就搶奪咗大衛嗰個嘅權利，就因為佢喺城門口嗰度咧叫啲人走開。
Four years later, he requests that he be allowed to sacrifice at Hebron, and David allows.
咁喺四年之後咧，佢就要求佢可以喺希伯倫嗰度嚟去獻祭，咁但係大衛又准許。
Once in Hebron, Absalom finally claims kingship, forcing David to flee Jerusalem.
咁佢當佢去到希伯倫嘅時候咧，格沙倫就係搶奪咗嗰個嘅王權啦，令到大衛咧都要逃離開耶路撒冷。
The revolt continues through the 2 Samuel chapter 16 to 17.
而一個嘅叛亂咧，繼續係延續去到撒母耳記下嘅第十六章同埋十七章嗰度嘅。
Here once again, David shows his ambivalence and grief about the conflict with Absalom.
咁喺呢度咧，大衛繼續嘅去表示到佢嗰個好矛盾嘅心情，同埋佢嗰個悲傷對大衛嗰、那個對格沙龍嗰個嘅嗰個嘅叛亂嗰個嘅悲傷。
He requested Absalom be dealt with gently，
但係佢亦都要求就話要款待格沙龍嘅。
However, verse 15 explains the accounts of Absalom's death, while verses 31-32 close with a snapshot of David's weeping of the loss of his son.
咁去到第三十三節嘅時候咧，就講到格沙龍佢嘅死。咁而大衛最後嘅時候咧，亦都係描述到佢點樣嘅為到格沙龍嘅死而去哀傷嘅。
I know there are still many who want to be like David.
我知道咧，好多人咧仍然都係好想好似大衛咁樣嘅。
Who ask their children be like him？
或者咧係想佢嘅仔女咧好似大衛咁樣嘅。
They probably admire David's courage in killing the Goliath and the power as a king of Israel.
可能咧佢哋係好欣賞大衛佢喺殺哥利亞嘅時候嗰種嘅勇氣啦，同埋佢係作為以色列王嘅時候嗰種嘅權能。
But personally, I don't want to be like David or encourage anyone to be like him.
但我個人嚟講咧，我就唔係好想好似大衛咁，或者係鼓勵有啲人係好似佢咁。
I think he is the one of the most unfortunate and miserable figures in the whole Bible。
我諗咧，佢喺成本聖經入邊嚟講咧，佢係嗰個最不幸同埋有好多嘅慘嘅事情發生喺佢身上嘅一個人物嚟嘅。
He had so many life-threatening experiences and serious relations problems, even with his own family.
就係佢好多嘅係危害旦夕嘅一啲嘅經歷，同埋亦都係佢同人嘅關係都係好多好嚴重嘅問題，甚至係佢家人嘅關係。
He seems to have everything, but never satisfies.
佢好似已經擁有好多嘢，但係好似又一路永遠都唔滿足嘅。
He seems to love everyone, but only a few cares about him.
佢好似又好愛好多嘅人，但係只有好少部分嘅人真係關愛佢。
He starts his career very fashionably, but the fashion he likes finally caused the destruction of his family and his kingdom.
佢開始佢依個嘅佢個嘅職業嘅時候咧，就好似係好亮麗，好一個漂亮嘅開始，但最後咧。佢係呢個係引致到佢嘅家庭，甚至佢嘅國度咧都係破壞嘅。
However, there's one thing he deserves praise.
但可能其中有一樣嘢咧，佢係值得去稱讚嘅。
His inclination to repent.
就佢好多時都傾向去後悔嘅。
He repents immediately when he realizes his sin.
佢好多時咧，當佢一知道自己有罪嘅時候咧，佢即刻嘅去要悔改。
Only thing I like to have.From David is that God's love for him.
唯有一樣嘢，我係喺大衛身上，我好希望有嘅咧，就係上帝對佢嘅愛。
God showed His unconditional love for David all the way.
上帝對大衛嗰個嘅無條件嘅愛咧，係一路嚟都係咁樣施予俾佢嘅。
But we Christians already know and have that kind of love.Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
但我哋基督徒，我哋都知道，我哋系喺耶稣基督入边，我哋都有一个嘅爱嘅。
David's story should be read in the light of the tragedy that saw our Lord David, Bathsheba, and Uriah.
就喺大卫嘅故事当中咧，我哋都要一齐睇嘅时候，我哋都要睇埋就系佢同拔士巴同埋乌利亚嗰个嘅悲剧。
The evil of the event still working itself out as a prophet Nathan predicted. I will raise up trouble for you within your own house.
而佢當中嗰個嘅邪惡嘅一個嘅事件咧，係一路嘅延續喺佢嗰度嘅，就係好似先知所預言嘅，就係話到佢會興起一啲禍患喺佢一家嗰度，喺佢嘅家庭嗰度。
Well, in fact, he was an agent of the evil, and now he is a victim.
而事實上咧，佢開始嘅時候，佢係就係一個嘅施出邪惡嘅嗰個人，而現在咧，佢就係一個嘅受害者。
So we question that: Does God should be blamed, or David's failure should be blamed?
咁所以我哋就喺度問啦，係應該係一切都係歸咎喺上帝嗰度啊，還是我哋係要歸咎喺？大衛嗰個嘅錯誤失敗當中咧。
For historians who wrote the account, it may seem as a divine non-intervention rather than a punishment.
有一啲嘅歷史學家咧，去寫一個嘅事件嘅時候咧，佢會覺得係一個上帝係完全冇參與嘅一個嘅事件，而唔係話一個嘅責備。
Punishment always involved another party's disapproval and deliberate intervention.
如果是一個責備的時候都是有另外一方的一個的不同意啦，同埋一個係好真係嘅一個嘅參與介入喺入邊嘅。
But here we cannot see any divine intervention。
喺呢度咧，我哋睇唔到喺後期嗰度咧，上帝有任何嘅介入。
Aren't they just consequences of the evil doings of David and his family members？
咁所以係咪只係一啲大衛同佢家人嘅？一啲邪惡嘅行動嘅後果咧。
In the other Sunday, we heard David's abuse of the sexuality and abuse of power.
喺前幾個星期咧，我哋有講到就係關於大衛點樣嘅去濫用咗佢嗰個權力同埋佢喺嘅性慾嗰方面。
However, central to today's story is his inability to mediate justice.
在今天的一個的事件當中，我們就看到大衛他怎樣是沒有 去施行那個的公義。
First of all, he does not address the rape of the Tamar when he was told about it.
第一，當他聽到他瑪是被強姦的時候，他沒有指出任何的事情，沒有說話。
David also does not appear to be administering justice at the city gate, though it was required of the king.
而當時呢，皇帝應該是在城門口那裡去施行那個的審判公告公正的，但是大衛是沒有做到。
Furthermore, he is unable to pursue justice during the revolt of his son Absalom.
咁跟住咧喺甲沙龙嗰个嘅叛变当中咧，佢亦都冇去追求嗰个嘅正义。
While people are risking their lives to preserve his rule, he requests that they deal gently with his son.
当佢嘅士兵咧系差唔多冇去嘅险嚟去完成大卫嗰个嘅使命嘅时候咧。但大衛就叫他們要款待他的兒子。
Throughout the story, David is presented as a character who has replaced justice with a sentimentality that is limited to his own family.
所以在整個事件當中，我們看到大衛是，他是用他自己個人的一些感受，特別是對他家人的感受，去取代了那個公義。
If you read the whole story, in the end,David stays in the power, but everybody becomes dirty.
但如果我哋一路睇到一个嘅事件嘅结尾嘅时候咧，我哋就睇到大卫系仍然维持咗喺佢嗰个权力当中，但其余嘅人咧都变得唔清白嘅。
His indecisive attitude and inability to administer justice put other innocent victims into shame.
而佢一个嘅好唔做得主意嘅咁犹豫嘅一个嘅态度咧。或者佢依個冇去執行嗰個正義咧，令到其餘好多無辜嘅受害者咧都係蒙羞嘅。
Firstly, for Bathsheba and Uriah, and then for Tamar, and finally for his troops, who risks their lives.
咁就開始就好似拔士巴啦，同埋烏利亞啦，跟住就係他瑪啦，然後最後就好似佢嗰班嘅士兵啦，佢哋係。差不多是冒他的生命危險來 去實行他那個的工作。
No, we cannot call it as divine punishment.
是實在我們是不可以說這些是叫做上帝的責罰。
They are the consequences of evil doings.
所以這些都是一些邪惡的行為的後果。
One may say God did choose not to intervene.
或者有些人說就上帝好像沒有選擇去介入。
According to Kushner,God might help people discover ways of minimizing tragedy and unfortunate consequences through the prophets or kings or through the conscience.
按照正話嗰個拉比嗰個嘅講法咧，佢上帝係可能係幫助人去嘗試去揾出點樣可以減低嗰個嘅悲劇或者嗰啲不幸嘅後果，就係藉住一啲嘅先知啊，或者藉住我哋嘅良心。
Perhaps God wants you to tell David what to do and how to do.
可能上帝係有話俾大衛聽應該點樣做同埋點樣去做。
But he couldn't get it.
但係嗰時佢冇接收到。
We do not know whether probably because of his own ideas or his own philosophy or thinking of it as his own family matter.
所以我哋唔知道係大衛係因為係佢嗰個嘅諗法啦，佢個睇法啦，還是佢係咁樣去諗佢嘅屋企嘅事件嘅。
In fact, in the midst of the tragedy and unfortunate consequences, people hardly hear God.
而事實上咧，好多時喺我哋嘅悲劇或者不幸嘅後果嘅時候咧，我哋好多時都唔係好聽到上帝嘅説話嘅。
Because of their own affections on other things, because of their own mind on their own security, because of their discriminatory attitude, and because of the blindness.
咁可能係因為我哋係對某一啲事情係好鍾情，或者可能係我哋係嗰個嘅思想只係去到我哋自己嗰個安全嗰方面，或者係亦都可能係我哋一啲歧視嘅態度，或者亦都可能係我哋嘅麻木。
Yes, it is our reality too.
係嘅，依啲都係一啲好事實嘅嘢嚟。
Let me tell you a story.
我哋嘗試去話俾你聽一個故事。
One day, as usually the case, a woman and a little girl stood at the street corner begging for food, money, or whatever they could get.
咁有一日咧，有一個嘅女仔同埋一個嘅女士咧，佢就企喺一個街角嗰度， 好似如常咁樣去乞一啲嘅食物或者錢或者任何一啲佢哋可以乞到嘅嘢。
They were wearing very tattered clothes. They were dirty and quite disheveled.
咁佢哋咧就著啲好破爛嘅衫，好污糟，好唔得體嘅。
As it happens, a well-to-do young man passed that corner without giving them a second look.
咁但係咧有一個富有嘅年青男士咧就經過，但係就眼都冇望佢一眼。
But when he returned to his home, his happy and comfortable family and his well-laden dinner table, his thoughts returned to them and he became very angry at God.
咁當佢翻到屋企，去到佢一個好開心、好舒服嘅屋企，同埋去一個好豐盛嘅飯桌嘅前邊嘅時候咧，佢開始又諗翻起喺街上見到嗰件事情，咁然後佢就對上帝好嬲怒咁樣對上帝話。
He became very, very angry at God for allowing such a condition to exist.
佢覺得上帝你做咩會容許呢啲事情發生咧？佢就對上帝好嬲啦。
He reports to God, God, how can you let this happen?
咁佢就喺度責備上帝，就話：你點解會容許呢啲事情發生㗎？
Why don't you do something to help this woman and girl?
點解你唔做一啲嘢去幫依一個嘅女仔同埋嗰個女士咧
？Then he heard God in the depths of his soul.
咁佢就聽到上帝對佢嘅心入邊有啲嘅説話啦。
I did a son.
佢話我有啊，兒子。
I created you.
我就創造咗你。
I called you for them.
我就係呼召你去幫佢哋。
We often forget that we are sent by God to fix the problems around.
我哋忘記咧，好多時我哋係上帝係差遣我哋去幫助去處理好多我哋周圍嘅問題嘅。
We tend to ignore our calling as agent of God to represent the good God in the world.
我哋好多時咧都冇去理會到上帝呼召我哋成為佢嘅使者，去代表一個善嘅神喺呢個世界上。
Today's epistle given together, Ephesians chapter 4:25-5, tells us plainly that we are the imitators of God.
就今日咧喺一個嘅以弗所書4:25-5:2嗰度咧，好清楚嘅話俾我哋聽，我哋係效法上帝嘅人。
The Apostle Paul reminds that we are to be imitators of God in the midst of the tragedies.And all misfortune and all chaos and all morals.
而使徒保罗咧，佢系提醒我哋就系话喺一切嘅悲剧、一切嘅不幸、一切嘅混乱当中咧，我哋要系作为上效法上帝嘅人。
As we can notice in the John chapter 17, when Jesus prayed for his disciples who remains in the world, he really meant that the world would not be the rose garden for all of us.
就我哋亦都睇到喺約翰福音17章，當耶穌去為到佢嘅門徒去祈禱嘅時候咧，佢亦都係話俾佢哋聽，這個世界唔會係好似玫瑰花園咁靚嘅。
Jesus sees the world as trouble and evil laden place。
耶穌去睇到依個世界咧，就係充滿係好多嘅困擾，甚至係有好多嘅邪惡喺當中嘅。
So the challenge to us How can we become godlier in this troubled world?
所以對我哋嘅挑戰咧，就係喺一個咁咁唔係咁神聖嘅或者係甚至一個咁有咁多困擾嘅世界當中，我哋點可以變得係更加神聖啲咧
？What can we do as imitators of God in this world where misfortunes occur so frequently?
我哋點樣可以喺依一個嘅世界係咁多嘅不幸、咁多嘅依啲嘅事情發生嘅時候，我哋點樣去作為一個效法上帝嘅人呢
？So then, putting away falsehood, let all us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of the one another.
咁就係話我哋要棄絕謊言，各人與鄰居要說實話。
Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil.
就係我哋生氣，但唔好犯罪，唔可以行路去到日落，亦都唔可以俾魔鬼留地步。
Let no evil talks come out of your mouth, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear.
污穢嘅言語一句都唔可以出口。只要隨時說造就人的好的話，叫聽見的人能夠得到益處。
Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander together with all malice.
若出嘅苦毒、憤恨、憤怒、喧鬧、毀謗，並一切嘅惡毒，都要拎走。
And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you.
並要以恩慈相待，存憐憫嘅心，彼此饒恕，正如神喺基督裏邊饒恕咗你一樣。
Do you need more?
仲需要多啲嗎？
Most of the advice is straightforward and easily understood.
就好多嘅依啲嘅提議去建議咧，都係好直接嘅，好容易去明白嘅。
We are not simply told to be good and left guessing what that means.
就我哋唔係淨係上帝唔係淨係叫我哋哦要做好啊，然後就我哋去諗下點樣去做好咧。
He says that God's Spirit grasps our lives, and in the presence and power of God, by God's very power.We are able to live as true children of God.
就上帝嘅灵咧，时时都系喺我哋嘅生命当中嘅，亦都系与我哋同在嘅。而上帝嘅能力亦都系加添俾我哋嘅，叫我哋藉住上帝嘅能力，我哋可以喺一个嘅世代当中系生活活着，成为一个真系上帝属于上帝嘅儿女。
Also, God has shown us who He is and what it means to be like God.
而好多時咧，上帝亦都去話俾我哋聽，佢係邊一位，而點樣先至成為，或者點樣先至去學效佢咧
？As people who God in Christ has forgiven, we are called to love as Christ loved us and gave Himself for us.
就當好似上帝係喺耶穌基督嗰度去饒恕我哋，所以我哋亦都係需要去愛同埋去。饒恕其余嘅人，就好似基督爱同埋饒恕我哋一样。
In Christ, God enters into the world and into our lives and tells us what He's come for to redeem us and the world.
喺基督入边，上帝系嚟到一个嘅世界当中，去入到我哋嘅生命入边，去话俾我哋听，佢嚟嘅系为咗乜嘢？就系要去拯救我哋。
Yes, God has come to forgive and to make us new.
是的，上帝就是来到去饶恕我们，叫我们能够有一个新的生命。
Our baptism symbolizes our new beginning.
我们的洗礼呢，就是一个的象征，我们有一个新的开始。
Yes, we are signed, sealed, and delivered by God.
是的，我们是上帝所拯救的，上帝的印记是印在我们那里的。
Therefore, as believers, we should not judge anything lightly as an act of God, especially toward the fellow believers.
所以我哋作為信徒嘅，我哋就唔可以好隨便嘅就話，哦依啲就好似上帝嘅作為，特別係對我哋一啲我哋其餘嘅信徒去作一個咁嘅判斷。
Disasters, accident, sudden death, and unfortunate things are not automatically the act of God.
所以一啲嘅災難、一啲嘅意外或者一啲突然嘅死亡，又或者一啲嘅不幸嘅事情發生咧，都唔係一個好自然嘅就話，依個係上帝嘅作為。
Rather, we need to discern what is right and what should avoid.
相反咧，我哋要去分辨边啲系对嘅，边啲我哋需要去避免嘅。
We know that Jesus confronts against injustice and prejudices.
我哋知道咧，耶稣好多时都系面对对质嗰个嘅不公义同埋偏见嘅。
We as God's imitators should also stand for justice and fairness.
我哋作为效法上帝嘅，我哋亦都要站喺呢个公义同埋公平嗰度。
Jesus never abandoned the crowds and or fellows.
耶稣系冇去抛弃佢嗰个群众，佢哋跟随者嘅。
True agent of God does not give chance to evil by exercising injustice and seeking self-interest.
作為上帝一個真正的使者咧，我哋唔應該去俾魔鬼去留餘地，因為當我哋去實行一啲不公義或者去尋求自我益處嘅時候咧，我哋就有時係會俾魔鬼留地步嘅。
Rather, as imitators of God, we should try to reduce those tragic accidents and consequences by seeking after justice and unity.
而作為效法上帝嘅咧，我哋應該要嘗試去減低嗰個嘅災難，一啲嘅悲劇嘅意外，或者依啲嘅後果。就是、當我哋能夠可以係施行一個嘅公正同埋 合一。
As a redemptive agent of God, we should try to overcome tragedy and the final reasons for going on in life.
作為被上帝拯救嘅一啲嘅使者咧，我哋應該都係要嘗試去勝過嗰啲嘅悲劇，而嘗試去喺我哋嘅人生當中揾一啲嘅理由俾我哋去繼續嘅去積極嘅活落去。
As children of God, children of same God.We should comfort each other and give each other new strength and faith, as Jesus would do.
而作為上帝嘅兒女，我哋應該係彼此嘅去安慰，彼此嘅去鼓勵，係幫助佢哋有一個新嘅力量同埋信心，好似耶穌對我哋一樣。
Furthermore, let us remember that there is God's special intention or purposes making us to be one with Christ and with one another.
而另外咧，我哋亦都要記得就係上帝有佢特別嗰個嘅意願同埋佢嗰個目的。點解佢要做我哋係要同基督合一嘅，或者叫我哋係同彼此係合一嘅
？So let us try to be more responsible person.
所以咧，我哋嘗試去做一個負責任嘅人。
In caring others and for the church and for the world as God embraces us as He is and as a whole.
就叫我哋係能夠去關顧關愛我哋周圍嘅人，關顧關愛我哋嘅教會，就好似上帝點樣嘅去擁抱我哋每個人，個別嘅擁抱我哋，或者係整體嘅去擁抱我哋。
阿門。
阿門。阿門。